Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the different virtues of fasting on the different days, on the different virtuous days that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned for fasting. So yesterday we had started a chapter, Babu Fadli Sumi Yomi Arafah wa Ashura wa Tasi'uha, the chapter on the virtue of fasting on the day of Arafah, fasting on the day of Ashura, and fasting on the 9th of Muharram. When we come across the different virtues of fasting on the different days, then this is an opportunity for us. Like how when a person is told and informed, the day is an investment opportunity for you, and you put so little capital, but there's so much of returns. How excited the person is. There's so little risk, so much of returns, so little investment, but yet I'm getting so much of returns. So a person who's got that connection with a'mal, person who's got a connection with actions, he hears these different opportunities, these different investment schemes that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us about. He starts getting excited. Like how a person who's got money and looking to invest, he gets excited when he sees opportunities. So like that, a person who's got a connection with a'mal, he gets excited to see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us and informing us of such a'mal that gives such big rewards. And so little action is required from our side, but the reward in itself is so much. So we had started this hadith, and Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu qal, Suina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam an sumi yomi arafah, qala yukaffiru sanata al-madiya wal-baqiyah. And Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu, he said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that it expiates, it wipes off the sins of the past year and the future year. The past year and the future year, 2 years sins are being forgiven just by keeping one fast. How much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is willing to give us, but yet how much we want to take from this beautiful opportunity we got to ask ourselves. And then there's a dua that is mentioned here that should be read on the day of Arafah. This is the fourth kalima, La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. How a person likes to find out what dua should be read on this big night, on this occasion, on that occasion. So it is on the day of Arafah that this dua or this fourth kalima should be read in abundance. What should be read in abundance? This is the dua that is specified for this particular day. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sama yawma ashura wa amara bi siyamihi, muttafaqun alayh. As Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he fasted on the day of Ashura and he ordered that this on this day people fast. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered that on this day also people fast. With regards to fasting on the 10th of Muharram, which is known as Ashura, yesterday we explained that why these 10 days are so mubarak, they are so virtuous, why the month of Ashura is known as Shahrullah al-Muharram, this month is known as the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ulama explained, it's because of this day of fasting on Ashura. Others say, no, any fast on this day, or even any fast in this month is Mubarak. So therefore, out of the greatness of this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us that this is Shahrullah, that this is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anyway, this hadith is telling us that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would command that we fast. So with regards to fasting on the day of Ashura, there were four different periods that had passed in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself would fast on the day of Ashura in Makkah Mukarramah, but he didn't tell his Sahaba to fast. So this was the first period that had passed. Then was at the time when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now had come to Madinatul Munawwara, and he had seen that the Jews were fasting on this day. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had inquired that why are the Jews fasting? So then he was told that because Musa alayhi salam was saved from Fir'aun on this day, so therefore the Jews fast out of honor of this day. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said that we have a greater right to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you. In other words, we have a greater right to Musa alayhi salam than you Jews. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded the Sahaba that they fast. So this now, before the month of Ramadan had become for us, already now the command of fasting on the 10th of Muharram was there. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had commanded Sahaba. Then thereafter came the command for fasting in the month of Ramadan. When the command for fasting in the month of Ramadan had come, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now had given Sahaba a choice. You may fast on Ashura or you may not fast. It is not a compulsory fast. So before that it was compulsory. When the fast of Ramadan had come, now it was no longer compulsory. And then right at the end of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that I would like to obey. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I would like to fast another day. I would like to add another day, because he would like to oppose the ways of the Jews and the Christians. He didn't want to follow their way, to show us that our deen is completely separate. There isn't such a thing as in our deen we need to follow the ways of the Christians and the Jews. This was with regards to deeni matters. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so particular, so careful. So at the end of his life, this was the fourth stage, he said that he encouraged that another fast be joined. This hadith will come when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took it upon himself that if I were to see another year, I would fast on another day also added to this day. So either the 9th and the 10th or the 10th and the 11th. And Abi Qatada radiallahu anhu, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam su'ila an siyami yawmi ashura. And Abu Qatada radiallahu anhu says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about fasting on the day of Ashura. فَقَالَ يُكَفِّرُ السَّنَةَ الْمَاضِيَةِ Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fasting on this day, 1 year's past sins. The 1 year that passed, this person's sins are forgiven just for fasting on this day of Ashura. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu called Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَإِنْ بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ أَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِعَ رواه مسلم. And Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if I remain alive until next year, I will fast on the 9th. To show us that we are encouraged to oppose the ways of the Jews. And if they're only fasting on the 10th, then we don't face it. Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu had fallen ill. When he had fallen ill and now he was recovering, he realized that his friends didn't come to visit him. So this worried him that why my close friends didn't come visit him. So he was told that you had lent all of their money and they all were concerned. You had lent all of their money. Naturally, they were concerned that if they were to come to visit you, then either they'll be embarrassed now they're owing you money, or they had the fear that you'll probably demand the money from them and they were not in a position to pay you. So therefore, they didn't come to visit you. So upon hearing this, he said that may this wealth be cursed if this wealth is going to be a means of keeping my friends away from me, then may this wealth be disgraced. There's no need for this wealth to have any type of respect and honor. May this wealth be disgraced. And he sent one announcer out, one announce, anybody that is owing me money, I make them completely muff. And imagine this wealth is keeping my own friends away from me. So then one announcer went in and announced that anybody that is owing Qais ibn Sa'd ibn Ubadah radiallahu anhu money, he's making them muff completely. Say by the night, so many people came to visit him that even that doorstep of his had broken because of the weight of the people climbing onto that to get into his house. This is the thing, when a person has got that ta'aluk with amal, he's got the ta'aluk with value, then he won't put any value to money. If this money is going to bring him distress, if the money is going to bring any kind of conflict between him and his family members, between him and his friends, between him and the pious people, between him and his parents sometimes, between him and his children, then I'd rather not have the money, but I'd rather have these qualities, I'd rather have these good actions, I'd rather have this amal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us also the tawfiq and the desire and the love. When we hear these ahadith, we want to bring it immediately into action. As we know, today is Friday, and being a Friday, we should try and increase salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, try and read Surah Kahf, and try and take advantage of the time between Asr and Maghrib. For ulama of the opinion, that the du'as are answered between the time of Asr and Maghrib. Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.